approximately with Grubber Knoll and Youngo.
Welcome, thanks for tuning in. Up Rock Monthly, Up Rock Canada. I am Grubber Knoll. We got Youngo in the house, Precise in the house. Stay tuned.
observe the mission of the word technician. Yes, I catch wreck, but I'd rather learn wisdom. So many represent death, I prefer living. That's why I speak life over quarter note rhythms. It's really dope when I'm in tune with the creator. My number one influence, none greater. The alpha and omega blueprint, he's major. All I do is add my two cents, this the movement. Where life and love combine, I write eternal rhymes in my journal, transcend time. Then design lines that will shine in the sand. So bright, it's like I had light inside of the pen. Don't front, or even try to pretend. When it's all said and done, you will rewind it again. I'm not lying, my friend, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause to lie is one thing I got no reason to do. The truth for the matter, only few can flow. When the mic's in my hand and the truth behold. One time for your mind, two time for your soul. On stage or in the booth, let the truth be told. Then let the truth be told. Then let the truth be told. And if you're seeking the truth in a world that's a loop, that's a rail, it's trying to bring it back, y'all. I can't lie, I'm feeling the vibe. Close my eyes so the Most High can transcribe these words of hope like water for your soul. Beautiful, like when the autumn turned to snow. Cats get confused like they got vertigo. Talking how they gonna blow before they ever learn to flow. Yo, slow your boat and stop with all the fables. You know surreal, speak true life through my cables. Unsung, unsigned, bathed in the sun. Sunshine, get free, set free, escape from the confine. On stage, on street, never see me off beat. Be without my flow, it's like Stevie singing off key. Will never happen, never will it go down. Reppin' with the pro sound, clever with the pronouns, it's profound. Because I'm speaking the truth, so lies one thing I have no reason to do. The truth for the matter, only few can flow. When the mic's in my hand and the truth behold. One time for your mind, two time for your soul. On stage or in the booth, let the truth be told. Let the truth be told. Now let the truth be told. And if you're seeking the truth in a world that's aloof and surreal, it's trying to bring it back, y'all. Back, y'all. Back, y'all.
Back, y'all. Welcome, welcome. Abroad Canada. The third Thursday of every month. Tune in for some hip hop. Tonight we're going to hear from Precise. He's going to break down what's going on and some of his lyrics. We're about to get into a Precise track next. Precise and Intellect, the big picture. Young Doe, my brother Young Doe, is also in the house. And he's going to bring the words, crack it open. So stay tuned, lots of good stuff coming your way.
Saying we're corny, but that whole style's bit off, making that money, yet still holding on to a loss. I'll gladly stay broke with my eyes on the cross. I could sell out to sell and make a little change, but I probably fail, so I'm staying the same. Use my gift to bring light to corners of darkness. I wanna be more than just a hip-hop artist. I'm hoping to bring faith to those that are hurt and not concerned with blowing up. I'm a whole different person. I've experienced
DJ recognize DJ Seb Smoit from Alabama. Welcome, welcome. What's
up? Might not get another, might not make a dime, but not in it for self. Just want to share hope like I was given some help. If they hate, they can hate, but that ain't my place. Talk behind my back, but they'll never say I'm fake. See the big picture now.
We Early Bird 2, what up, what up? Welcome, welcome. We gotta come with it.
Got the same mission, gotta come with it. Got the same mission, gotta come with it. See the big picture now, picture now. We getting down.
Thank God that I'm thinking long range. I had to switch lanes after going through some growing pains. I'm so against the grain, not aiming for fame. It ain't worth the thing when we're talking foreign exchange. Currently, the currency is worthless when what you purchase has no eternal purpose. You can cash that check, but when last I checked, treasure outside of Christ is either bootleg or suspect. subject to the elements. Measures to preserve the earth's trash are irrelevant. That's why I represent the gospel that's heaven sent. While I'm still dwelling in my temporary tenement and I ain't gotta pay rent. Thank God that he helped me beat the odds with the staff and the rod. They come for me while the rest of them are coming for me. Men are blind, but they're about to see who God is.
See the big picture now. Now we come within the name. We gotta come within the name.
I am doing good, brother. I'm in my happy place behind the decks. Playing good hip hop.
We gotta come with it. See the big picture now. Picture now. Picture now. We getting down.
As things fall apart, I'm rooted and blessed, and all is intact. See, I'm dodging the odds, roof over my head and shirt on my back. See, I embody a commodity and more, cause living life is quality assured. Surrounded by debauchery and gore, trade was ahead of the curve the day I was born. 2 months premature. See, I'm the things that prayer changes, yo, I marvel at. See, I never would've made it, y'all Marvin set. Can think of worse places to spend the COVID at. They're confined to the confines of a cul-de-sac. The O's in my clothes, the dirt undisclosed. Just know for the salvation of my soul, I had to broker that and find my way. Though I make it look cake on its face, please understand it's all mercy and grace. I'm saved.
Everything begins to crumble all around me.
I gotta thank God.
I stand on one thing for sure.
When I think about the victory, and as a black man, all that's pitted against me. Can I get an amen? Y'all, I made it to 50. And as sure as I'm standing, it's a bit of a mystery. Likewise, the waymaker always with me. Like even when the situation is iffy. Like when I was in a 45 doing 60 and got stopped by the cops in rural Mississippi. See, I knew they was hunting without a bounty. The day that Walt Township threw us in the county. Asked my homie Touray for 3 days. No eat, no sleep. All I did was lift and give praise. See, I'm divided by the tension in the hood. Recurrent Willie lynching in the hood. Deterrence and dissension in the hood. But get on one accord and understand we're God's children and we good. I promise we're saved.
I'ma be determined to carry my cross with heavier wood than any beast of burden. Cause I'm that beast for certain. Cause when the fattest lady sings, I'ma rap
the Charlie Washed in the house. What up, Charlie Washed?
Pushing you to suicide and deep perversion. More deceived than Eve when she believed the serpent. To see these
animals. Yeah, always putting in that word.
So I write the beast determined to keep routines out of the
love the vermin.
I got these cretins nervous. Show no relief on purpose. These bars are presidential. They need the Secret Service. Cause they represent the governing body.
body of Christ. Take you from sin nature to loving a godlier life. Not at all surprising, my lyrics got so much bite that tear your ear right off, to the point I call him Tyson. Sublime spitter, came alive in the winter. Fight demons with deep brows like Tatiana from Ginger. Or Corey from Slipknot, allegory is hip-hop. Like Royce lyrics says tip-top, not your story, then kick rocks. Do it in seconds, like Formula One with pit stops. These devils without a cause, I take out all Kid Rocks. Ain't no rapper this hot while serving a big god. Who's the undisputed king like Mike Jack when he did pop? Quest the one to go against, I think not. Your timing is all off like not setting your wristwatch. Baby boy, you're worse than Tyrese trying to go against Ving Rhames. You chat hungry rappers getting fractured by King James. And I ain't talking player 23 and 6. I'm talking about Book of Isaiah 23 to 6. Where there was Tyre, not the one for your ride, but that city in Lebanon brought down by your pride. Before God resurrected it, with his grace he perfected it. You act like the shepherd, I'm addressing it. Blaspheme with raps, yeah, that stat won't happen. I'm more energized than Red Bull racing around tracks like Max Verstappen.
Damn, is that how it is?
Right hand of the throne of God with the robe of blood. Yelling blasphemy upon him, about to stone him up. Flow like the Noah flood, homie, I throw up a dove. To the system persecuted Christian Minnesota love. Shout out to Carnage, out of Hecatomb. Shout out to Idea, for he was a set of stone. Martyr was the case that they gave me. Yet I want the name, guess the blades that erase me. Born alone, die alone. Tear down the temple, I'ma build it on a rock. Jesus Christ be the cornerstone. A slave of Christ, Minnesota grown. Purple rain for life, Minnesota zone. 30 shekels get you unified to a potter's field for the euthanized. I see him staring out of through the sides. For the field of blood paid by the crucified. I ain't rocking with them trendsetters. They got you swimming through Johanna with a lead sweater. Worldly intolerant of every kind of sin. Principalities, I swing a sword among the walking dead. Yeah, I pray to God, I say Heavenly Father. Salute the King with every breath for my destiny follows. I praise the Lord for his name, it's a title. Salute to Christ for in his reign, I became a disciple. Born alone, die alone. Tear down the temple, I'ma build it on a rock. Jesus Christ be the cornerstone. A slave of Christ, Minnesota grown. Purple rain for life, Minnesota zone. 30 shekels get you unified to a potter's field for the euthanized. I see him staring out of through the sides. For the field of blood paid by the crucified.
Rock Monthly with Grubber Naught and Younger.
I eat beats.
We got Procise in the house. Before I swing it over to him, we're going to take in one of his tracks. So this track, Precise, is on the first verse here. And you get a little preview. What up, fellas? Precise is on the first verse here. This is a track with Intellect, featuring TC, For the Culture. The hip-hop culture, of course. Juice One in the house, what up? Tingless Lounge, Vancouver. DJ Kylo in the house. What up, man? Respect. Go follow that guy if you like all that scratching. Sick. All right, so let's get into it. Let's check out this track.
Bro, intellect. Yo, came a long way from writing rhymes in the lunchroom, so I give my all, cause I know that I'll be done soon. Writing this, allowing me to reminisce, getting nicer with time like fine wine. Flexing with my penmanship, so witness this. Witness sentences like a divine sign. This time's mine. Never take these moments for granted. Never catch me slipping, feet firmly planted. Ignored all the effort the world had demanded. Steadily trust the Lord right here where I'm standing. I remember wondering if this was really worth it. Told to have faith, but dang it, I'm so nervous. Knew I had a gift of stitching words since the eighth grade. The grades paved ways in my lane, but my strength fades, so my faith keeps me sane in these strange days. Come from a place of earning stripes in the same way. Now I'll never quit, this is what I'm called to. Regardless of what lies ahead, this is all true. Stand my ground no matter how far I go, and rep the culture to death, cause it's all I know.
This is one for the culture, for bars and beat breaks and wordplay. But now I'm all about what the words say. The MCs would tell me that crime paper, they were getting played because their judgment had been delayed. I walked the road paved with malice. I had to cross the street to avoid the neighborhood drug addicts. The fact is, hip-hop was a means of escape. With headphones and Walkman, I would listen to mixtapes and zone out, trying to figure things on my own out, through nights when there was barely any peace in my own house. Hip-hop would drown the noise out. Headphones were like earplugs, beats like sedative drugs. And I would overdose on the daily. All I knew was anger until the day that my God saved me and made me brand new. Plus he did that for my crew. Can't nobody tell me there ain't nothing God can't do. Man, yo, this
bless
is
up, Early Bird. Thanks for chatting.
This the only reason that I write. I used to live wrong, but what I'm saying is right. Hip-hop plus the truth, new self, new sight.
I could've took that same turn that my homies took, talking way before I read a scribble out the book. Yeah. Young men filled with anger, we ain't trying to be the crooks. No. Being fair, hot boys, hip hop was the cook. Ooh. My little burn mixes was a way to escape. Yeah. My environment is matching where they speak and I relate. That enemy was plotting in my youth, no mistake. Yeah, knew my weaknesses, lay debate, hoping I would take. Wasn't supposed to see my 20s, look at God, I'm in my 30s. Praying when that trumpet blowed that I would see them pearly. Woo. Everything in God's time and never got it. Early. They be like, you too zealous. I be like, they too worldly.
Come on.
Need to see my face to find Jesus. I ain't done my part. Holy Spirit, rest upon these words. Let it touch the heart. Transformation in Jumanji like I'm Kevin Hart. Walking lost into that map. Show me where I need to start. Yeah, in my heart and every wicked thing bottled in it. Filthy rags on this mannequin. I couldn't model with it. And I ain't chasing God's gifts, trying to be a preacher, man. I'm just chasing Jesus in the hopes that I can reach him, man.
Word up. So we got Precise in the house. If you dug that track, go give him a follow for show. Tell a friend. What up, Precise? Youngo's here too. Say what up, Youngo. What up, Precise?
So, what's going on, man?
Where are you out of?
I am from, based out of Denver, Colorado. So
Denver,
Midwest.
Colorado. All right. How long you been rapping?
Oh, man. Well, like I said right there, eighth grade. So, you know, I don't want to date myself, but just know for a long time.
A few minutes.
So since, yeah, for a little while.
Nice. That's why it sounds refined. Dope.
Yeah,
and I'm going to ask you one more question, and then I'm going to let you share.
Yeah.
Precise, what's behind the name there?
So, funny story, way before I was ever introduced to Christian hip-hop and, you know, pioneers like Corey Redd and Precise, I went by the name Precise as well, and had a friend who was from New York, had a very New York accent, always came off as Precise. Just very heavy accent, and it actually stuck where I changed my name to be a P-R-O and then C-Y-S. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it was. Mispronunciation is the best way to say that I got my name.
All right. That works.
Yeah.
That works. All right, Precise. So we played that track for the culture. You're going to unpack that for us a bit. All right.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on here. yeah, really, for the culture is, I mean, it's self-explanatory, right? Like, the hip-hop culture is so diverse. It's so, there's so much to it. It's so in-depth. And so it's something that I love. It's something that I've grew up in since I was a young man. And so really, this is, for the culture, was mind and intellect's ode to the culture that we love, and kind of how we got invested into it. And so I'm just going to break some lyrics down. I'm not going to go bar for bar, but just kind of highlight a couple points. And so, you know, really just start off, came a long way from writing rhymes in the lunchroom. So I give my all because I know that I'll be done soon. So again, you know, started rhyming, started getting into hip hop in middle school, fell in love with the culture. And now I'm to the point where, you know, I really just give my all to this culture and to hip hop, but more importantly, God, because I don't know how much time on this earth I'm going to have. So I really just want to give as much as I can to the culture and speak truth into the culture, because it's, you know, it's so needed. And then as I keep going, writing this, allowing me to reminisce, get nicer with time like fine wine, really add to the point that you just said, I've been at it for a long time. And I really feel comfortable in my own skin. It took me a really long time with hip hop and with music to really get to a place where I felt comfortable with who I am, because I always felt like I wasn't hip hop enough for the hip hop heads, and I wasn't Christian enough for the Christians. And I was just always in this really weird space. And I really just come to a place where I've learned how to blend the two, and I feel comfortable with who I am. And just really, you know, it took time. And so that's why I say get nicer with time like fine wine. Because I really feel like God's just been working on me. It really brought me to that place where I feel comfortable with who I am. And so, you know, as we go on, flexing with this penmanship, so witness this sentence is like a divine sign. This time is mine. You know, just one thing about hip hop is, you know, you always want to flex. You know, you don't want to bring lazy bars. You don't want to bring... You know, it's not soft, especially the kind of music that we do, that grimy, gritty boom bap. You think of a lot of the pioneers, and they always brought their A game. And so that's really what, even though I'm in a culture and speaking truth, like, I still just want to bring my all and give God all the glory. And, you know, I want people to be like, oh, this dude's rhyming and he's dope and he's speaking about God. Like, that's just, you know, that's just a really cool mixture right there for me. And I hope it's a dope feeling for others too, to just be able to proudly, you know, show people this kind of music that we make that glorifies God. And then, you know, never take these moments for granted. Never catch me slipping, feet firmly planted, ignored all the effort the world has demanded, steadily trust the Lord right here where I'm standing. Again, you know, the hip hop culture, it can consume you, you know, and it tells you, you know, especially in the music side of hip hop, you know, it's all about blowing up, you know, getting money, you know, chasing fame, getting the girls, all these different things. And, you know, we're really just saying, like, no, like, we're here, our feet are firmly planted. We're not going to get caught up in the nonsense of, you know, the negativity and things like that. And we're really just trusting in God to allow us to use our gifts here. And so really just, you know, just assuring people that, you know, we're not wavering, right? We're not living lukewarm. Like, we are who we are, and we're unapologetically, you know, we stand on that faith. And so, you know, God really has our back there. And then as we keep going, I remember wondering if this was really worth it. Told to have faith, but dang it, I'm so nervous. Knew I had a gift of stitching words since the eighth grade. The greats paved ways in my lane, but my strength fades. You know, sometimes this road could be a lonely one, especially in Christianity. You know what I mean? And so to be a Christian hip hop artist, you know, sometimes it gets lonely. And sometimes you're really wondering, like, is it worth it? Am I wasting my time? Are people listening to me? Are people getting the message? And, you know, or could I be using my time for something else? You know, and so it's just this internal battle of, you know, always mixing the two, hip hop and Christianity, and really just saying, like, hey, like, you know, I have struggles too. You know, I doubt myself a lot. I did doubt myself a lot. but I'm really just trusting that the Lord is going to take us exactly where it is that we need to be. And you know, I hope people get that. Then as we go on, so my faith keeps me sane in these strange days. Came from a place in earning stripes in the same way. Now I'll never quit. This is what I'm called to, regardless of what lies ahead. This is all truth. You know, really, obviously, you know, strange days, you know, crazy things are going on around us, and it's easy to get caught up in those things. And so, again, just really cementing that foundation in the Lord. My house is built upon the rock, as a wise man, and just really learn and, you know, earning stripes. Like in the hip hop culture, that's huge. You know, if you're a B-boy, you know, you earn your stripes by being in the streets and battling. Same with hip hop, right? You know, you're out there getting in battles, battling people to show who's the dopest. You know, graffiti, you're out there, you know, bombing and getting your name up everywhere that you can. you know, all these different things, really earning your stripes. And you know, in Christianity, you earn your stripes too. You know, you earn your stripes by living for the Lord. You get out there and you tell people the truth. And you know, as he talks about in First Peter a lot, you know, we suffer, you know, and we earn our stripes, but he talks about how his stripes are his they're his battle wounds, right? They're how he gets to glorify God. And so really just kind of intertwining the two of earning stripes in music and in this walk. And so you know, and then again, I reiterated this, but now I'll never quit. This is what I'm called to, regardless of what lies ahead. This is all truth. You know, I don't know what God has for me, you know, down this road, down this path, but I know that I trust him, and he's going to take me exactly where he needs to be. And really just wrapping up those last two bars. So I stand my ground no matter how far I go, and rap the culture till death, because it's all I know. you know, I don't know if I'll be rapping if I get to live till I'm 80. You know, I just pray that as long as I'm here, as long as I have breath, that God would just allow me to use my gift to glorify him and to give him, you know, all the praise, all the shine. And yeah, he's brought me through so much, man. And I'm just so thankful for what God's done in my life and how he still allows me to use something that I fell in love with when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old, that I could be 35. I just dated myself, but how I could be 35 now and still use it for his glory. It's just, there's no better feeling, man. So, that's really it behind the lyrics. So I don't know if you guys got any questions for me or anything you would like me to break down a little bit more, but I'm here.
Yeah, we got live chat, so if anybody's got a question, feel free to throw it up. But I'll just say amen. I think the way you rep the culture comes through in your music, man. That you love the culture. I love the culture. I love what you said about like being able to play in this when we're adults. and feeling that vigor of a call from God to go play in this sandbox, and man, he's good.
Yeah, he is, you know, and he uses all things to glorify him. And so to know that we can use hip hop to do that, you know, from graffiti writing, you know, to, you know, break dancing, to DJing, to, you know, making music, all those things that we can use to glorify him, it's just amazing. It brings me so much joy.
Amen. So where can people check you out?
Yeah, so I'm most active on Instagram and Twitter. Both of those are at Procyse, P-R-O-C-Y-S-E. You can find all the music at you know, Spotify, Apple Music, all those. Also have Bandcamp. I'm a big advocate for Bandcamp. So if you like owning the music and not just streaming it, I would visit Procyse, procyse.bandcamp.com. And that's a great way to support. I see a question from DJ Sam Smite. So what are my thoughts on the subject of mentorship? If you're just talking about Christianity, well, I mean, really mentorship in general, it's so needed. One thing that I struggled with growing up, truthfully, through a lot of my years, was I didn't really have any solid mentorship. I was going to church and I was involved in church, excuse me, but I didn't really have anybody, you know, pouring into me and, you know, checking on me and seeing how I was. It's funny because as I'm reading Philippians, studying Philippians right now, and in chapter 2 towards the end, where he's talking about Timothy, you just see the joy that Paul is speaking on about Timothy and their mentorship and his son in the faith. And you just see how much investment he's put into Timothy. And, you know, and I really pray that we would be mentorship in the same way, because, you know, we need people. You know, as younger, I still consider myself pretty young. You know, I need people pouring into me. And then likewise, you know, I'm blessed to work with the youth in my church. So now I get to pour into them in some capacity and really just allow God to use me as a vessel to help them grow. And so mentorship is so important. But even in the hip hop culture, I mean, it's important, you know, having somebody show you the ropes. And, you know, I thank the mentors that I had in music, a man. Here, his name is SP Double. He's a local dude, and he taught me so much growing up, and he was instrumental in my love with hip hop. So that idea of mentorship is just so important.
Word up, and DJ Sam Smite, thank you for that. A dope gospel DJ on Sunday mornings. Good to tune in when you're prepping for church. So be sure to go give him a follow and check him out on Twitch. Michael Yoon, what up, what up? Says thank you for your testimony, Precise. All right, yes, thank you. So we're going to get into some a couple tracks, and then we're going to bring back to Youngdo to crack open the word, give us what's on his heart. Thank you again, Precise.
I'm trying to finish enjoying God's gifts. You know what the dish. Hopping Barbados, they made us the flying fish. We been all around the world. Me and the whole clique unashamed. Everywhere they holler, 116, saying, hey, come and kick it with the team. The party's over here, let me show you what I mean. We saying, I'm on that 116. Homie, come and get right, show you what the clique like. Come and kick it with the team. The party's over here, let me show you what I mean. We saying, I'm on that 116. You can come and get right, let me show you what that clique like.
Traveling beat street, my caddy had the beat beat, man, I got the song to prove it, and I ain't got much, but what I do have isn't too bad, it's too sad that I had to lose it. Rolling in my coupe that I scooped for cheap, with clothespins on my visor and a booster seat. I'm feeling alright, blessed up and fortified. I'm going 45, I'm on my morning drive, dog, I'm highway 10. Gas station on the right, a green car going the other direction, it's all tight. And then that's when my story stopped and got cold. For some reason she tried to cross the road, right in front of me, smash. Didn't hit no brake, I hit her passenger side, like a T-bone steak. She got a kid in the
this
room.
This be Play-Doh, Play-Doug H, Play-Doh, aka Harry Crumb. Deep catalog of lots of dope music.
This the reason why you pray. And then I think about that green car. Are you okay? I stepped out, looked over, man, what did I see? It was a green Ford Escort, busted in three. A Ford Escort. Dang, ain't that ironic? My caddy's all steel, so I blew it out like a comet. I got my knees still wobbly, probably from the head blow. Possibly the thought of me knocking it on my window. Either way, I had to go sit down. I saw my Coupe de Ville emblem laying there in the ground. I'm like, man, I probably cussed. Saw my custom fitted sitting off in the dust. I'm thinking, man, thinking God, thinking what the heck. I bought that car with the KJ royalty check. And so it means a lot more than a car. It means I made it this far. Feel like I'm rolling on this superstar. Feel like it's only getting further with the closer you are. I got this lightning in the bottle, hard to hold in the jar. But now the cops have shown up with the fire department. I'm disoriented in my glove compartment. I'm getting my insurance card, cause that's important. I'm trying to play the low. You know, I got warrants. It goes without saying, I was shook like a leaf. My ride's crushed and I'm looking on with disbelief. I'm real hard with a toddler car seat in the back. And I don't know what's more crushed, me or the lack. My head rushing, this concussion got me back on the pavement. I'm still in amazement, cops taking my statement. And with these few words, my heart cold sunk. He said she's going to jail, cause she's stone drunk. I see the other driver and they got her in cuffs. Her son's crying and I'm thinking, good God, this is tough. I wanna hug him, wanna hold him, wanna pray for him. Cause honestly, who gets drunk at 8 a.m.? And I ain't trying to judge, I got some dirt on my own. But this is long-term damage putting hurt on your home. I look back, firemen and the cops is all laughing, joking at what happened with zero compassion. I wanna go at him, filled with rage and hate. They probably just can't wait for their coffee break. They got no concern, there's no protecting, sir. They left a kid with a blanket by himself on the curb. It's like, so what? Eating on a donut, waiting for this dang tow truck to show up. Man, my joints totaled, I can tell, and I know it's back. I'm packing up my 8-tracks in a Kroger bag. I got the cops back seat and rode back to the hood. My Cadillac's no more, but my God is still good. All the time and everything. I need a new car. Please pray for that family. Road Dogs, pray for me. Until the next nonprofit organization release. This is Play-Doh. Thank you.
Untitled.
Big up Mystery Australia on the graph vid, sharing it with us. DJ Aslan, the living legend over on YouTube. What up? Thank you for tuning in. Hey, hey, Sean Jennings, brother Sean, bless up. Says thanks for the testimony and awesome graph as well. Yeah, man.
Limitations in my skill levels, yours unlimited. Beforehand you have presented me faultless. Only in the spirit in my exalted. Deserving yield to the Father.
oh yes, it's real. To be down, you must first kneel. You took that cross, so I took that shield. The sword, the buckle, the helmet is real. It's righteousness. Happy Christmas, Kwana Hanukkah is nonsense. It's only one way to the Father, that's the cross, kids. Be a baptism, Methodist, or Pentecost. Hold on, Catholicism, cause purgatory is nonsense. Hold up on your judgmentals, I'm saying it's just my thoughts.
It's just my thoughts, that's all.
And peace to all my Muslim brothers, love Israel. Like peace to Mac the Doulos and Israel. It's an everyday process.
I sit in front of this microphone.
I swear I cry cause a teardrop falls my eye.
Up on the hill toward the Savior, for his eye is on the spiral.
But I can't understand what a perfect God would want with me though.
Me and all these flaws, oh my God, all these flaws. I've been perfect, I've been holy, oh my God, I'm so unworthy.
And that's why I put your word up in me.
I dare the devil win the stand off, Christ like hands off, Aaron.
I got this, nah homie, I got this.
Jesus hold me back like you want these problems. No, that sucker messing with me, I'm wild.
Said the battle wasn't joy. Young man lost the father. So watch me rock away, lean back on the cross, kid.
Real, I defer it all to you, Lord, I'm exhausted.
See the kicking snares, melodic snares, the commas.
Demonstrations of the spirit written to forever.
Going to that granny.
No, you're alive.
Hey yo, how is it that you still sanctified and grimy? The same way that I can still thank a God who grinds me into fine powder, mixed with living water, molded into clay, masterfully by the potter, forged in the fire, decorated with honor. See, I'm a new vessel, but still the same monster. Yeah, I came to bless you, but also came to conquer and beat down a lion till it's unresponsive.
Unresponsive, allow me to respond with wisdom and obedience. Fruit extends from conscience, no longer tied to bondage. Pay homage to the art witch, it's blaring through the speaker of the house like it was Congress.
I promise, I got jagged edges, been hard-headed, bad habits, the snooze clock deeply embedded. I hope you get it, comments are social media threaded, overstated as hell, undercover regret it. Grind my life, I'm a bad, bad man. Nothing new to the potter's stand. I give my world into his hands. Corral this malice.
Ashy knuckles with the hustle, a la J-A-Y. Exercise the faith muscle, now I'm way too fly. A thin line between confidence and arrogance, though. But believe it's in the king that we present such boast. And brag is just a toxin. Thank God for his adoption. Interlocking with the spirit to answer the constant knocking. This rock solidified, guided by hope, glory. This grind is vilified, purified by Christ's glory.
I talk crazy like Gnarls and Charles. My bark leads to bite. I drip spit and snarl. God shakes my life in spite. Good spirits in charge of right is his delight. Finished at the cross, his love is infinite.
Yo, we abide by the rules while wolves howl in the twilight. Always tap into the source, looking for five mics. As classic versus a tragic version of Pied Pipe that would lead us astray from the way of being Christ-like.
Grind my life, I'm a bad, bad man. Nothing new to the
DJ Aslan, glad you're here, man.
I give my
glad you heard about it.
His hands.
Third Thursday. Every month,
waited for the part of the mend my mistakes, but I did it
YouTube
myself with crazy glue and duct tape. Leap board to date the politicians in Watergate. I pray my soul you take but preach for my kids' sake. For goodness sake, I make the same mistakes. He's older mandatory, but never takes his break. Great coupon as I muster up the faith. Apple of his eye, in my raps I never lie.
Perhaps these clever rhymes will catch a weathered mind and a downtrodden soul feeling trapped and never climbs out a hole so deep that the only speaking of love is the word of God, priest that'll mold people from dust. Hip-hop, we keep it honest. Demeanor, keep it modest. Though humility is key, we picking locks like Paul and Silas. The kingdom is inside us. Our weapon will ignite us. There's a lion underneath, and this roar is never silent.
Grind my life, I'm a bad, bad man. Nothing new to the potter's stand. I give my world into his hands. Corral this malice. Alice. 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 Alice.
Yo, 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 yo. Young Doe. Out of Toronto, Canada. The craziest breakdancer. Craziest MC. He surfs, he wrestles sharks. And alligators. I think his favorite is boa constrictors, though.
I just take all three at the same time. Just get it all.
Royal Rumble. All of them all at once. What's happening, brother?
Not much, not much. Long week, but it's been a good week, though. Good, long, but good.
Praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got some Bible for us tonight?
I hope so. We're trying. So I want to take a different approach a little bit to a familiar story for those that are a little more knowledge in Christianity, I guess. But hopefully this will also be a blessing for those that are not, or especially for those that are not. So if I can engage everyone to just kind of use their imaginations for a second. I want you to kind of just imagine the story as I'm kind of narrating through it. So picture it, as Sophia Petrello says, picture it. Middle-aged, Middle Eastern lady wakes up in the morning and hears the other women getting ready to go to a well to get their water for the day, all from their ancestor Jacob that he planted there a while ago. It's going to be a hot one, so going now would be wise, but to avoid the hot sun at noon. But she can't go. It's too much shame. Because she knows what the people gossip about her. She knows her reputation amongst other people in the town. She's a man-eater. She's a whore. Don't let your kids talk to her. Don't let your daughter become like her, kind of stuff. She can't get a job on her own. The culture won't allow it, so she has to be with a man. She's already been married 5 times, and that's all the why the rumors are abounding, and she's no longer with them. And more rumors is abounds to why. But they don't ask. They don't care to ask her. They're just comfortable with accusing her, putting her down. And even the man that she's with now, that she wakes up to this morning, she didn't even marry him. It's no wonder that her reputation is shot. She keeps herself busy, and a few hours later, she hears the women coming back from the well. She could hear them laughing and talking and getting along and becoming friends in the distance. But when they pass in front of her house, they seem to get all quiet. And then as soon as they get past her property, she can hear their volume picking up again. But you know, when they're finally out of view is when she grabs a container and heads out. It's a little bit of cloud, but man, real, it's hot today. It's about noontime and she approaches the well. But she sees a man sitting there. He doesn't look familiar, but she has to be careful. I mean, talking to another man, what's that gonna look like to others? You know, to the women, to the elders, to the young people. What about to her current boyfriend? Would he get jealous? It'd be great if he wasn't there, but it's too late now. Maybe it's just best just not to talk to him. So as she's getting water, he talks to her. That accent, he's Jewish. He and I both know that what our people think of each other. I'm a Samaritan and he's a Jewish man. And you know, they think that, you know, the Samaritans are ethnically impure. Because a long time ago, like centuries ago, you know, the northern kingdom of our combined land, you know, of our common land, were conquered by a different group of people, and much of us were exiled. And then they brought in non-Jews into our land, and those of us that were left had to intermingle and eventually marry them. I mean, what else could we do? The Jewish people also think us Samaritans are impure religiously because we worship at our temple. And they say, nah, y'all gotta worship at Jerusalem. And then, you know, they use the whole scripture, and we really only think the 5 books, the first 5 books are real. That's why they're so hung up on King David and us. We're like, I guess no props from us. I mean, who's King David to us? And this beef has been going on for like several centuries. So really, how dare this dude talk to me? And on top of that, he's talking to a woman in public. And he gonna get us both in trouble. So again, why is he talking to me? And then they have this amazing conversation. And sure, at first she's shook, but then at the end of it, she's in complete awe. She's there really at the well because she's thirsty and she had to wait to get water. But he tells her in a discussion, she's kind of hinting at the thought that he can give her water where she don't have to wait. He's kind of talking around the action that she has to do because of her shame and her guilt. And he starts to wonder, is this dude really greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? The well that provides for our whole town. And then he goes into the reason why she has shame and guilt. He knows somehow that she has five ex-husbands, and the person she's currently shacking up with is not her husband. He sees her. He's not just talking to her, he sees who she is and her history, and he doesn't condemn her. He still calls her out, so she has to face him and face the truth with him. And since he knows everything about her, but she's never seen him before, she wonders, is this dude a prophet? Someone who speaks for God. So then she steers the conversation to being about where people are supposed to worship. Is it here or where y'all say it's supposed to be? And the answer is saying that she worships God, but she doesn't really know the truth. She kind of knows half of it or part of it. And then she goes and says, this is in John chapter 4, verse 25. And the woman says, I know that Messiah, or the Christ, is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us. And then Jesus says to her, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Or, as we say, I'm that dude. You know? She's probably shocked, you know, but she runs into town to tell the same people that shame her that she possibly could have met the anointed one from God. Who knows? Maybe they're thinking, you met another man, you know. But they eventually go out to meet him and realize that he really is the savior of the whole world, for everybody, not just the Jews. For all the sinners, all the different social classes, all the different ethnicities, all the people that are part of a religion that kind of know and kind of don't know. People that don't, he's for everybody. And a nice side bonus, she's probably honored by them for all of that. So what are some of the things that we can kind of glean from this true story of Jesus and the encounter with this woman? We already kind of understand that there are consequences to dishonoring or disrespecting God, disobeying God, and to distancing ourselves from God, separate from him. Jesus saves us from them, brings us back into a life where we honor God, where we follow God, we have a relationship with God. And our life might start with fear and shame and guilt, but through Jesus, it's met with honesty and gentleness and freedom. And to go from a life to an eternal life where we have, again, fear and shame, and maybe anger, maybe addictions, and to an eternal life with God where we build hope and peace and healing and self-control and joy. We all do all this through Jesus. What kind of Messiah, what kind of Christ, what kind of anointed one is he? We see in this story that Jesus approaches people who aren't deserving or aren't supposed to be associated with, and he doesn't dismiss them because of their sin or their brokenness. What kind of a Messiah is he? We see that he meets them where they are, the way they behave out of their guilt and their shame. He calls them out on it, but yet he meets it with understanding and grace. Jesus is the one who reveals God. And it's the one through whom that we find forgiveness and freedom through his death and resurrection. He's the one that's savior of all people. He's the one that transforms people like he did with the Samaritan woman. And maybe some of us never known Jesus, and this is all kind of new for us. And maybe some of us have been walking with Jesus for a minute. And so for those that have been walking with Jesus for a minute, we should know Jesus even more and more and more. So if we go through the Gospel of John and we look and we see this kind of pattern where it's like John writes about how Jesus and goes through all kind of the traditional and religious Jewish stuff and compares Jesus to them, and how he's the fulfillment of them, better than them and bigger than them. You see it that before this story, John writes about Jesus and his comparison to ritual purifications like the water into wine, about the temple and about rabbis and ministry leaders. And then after this story, John goes through all the few of the festivals, the Jewish festivals. He tells about who Jesus is. And this lady finds out who Jesus is. He is the Messiah. He's the one that's worth telling about, even to the people that diss her. He's the one that is the true savior of the world. So for everyone listening here, whether live or on the replay, the question for us then is, where are we in life? Do we need Jesus? Because if he can be the who he is for that Samaritan woman, he certainly can be who he is for us in our life too. So God bless y'all. Hope that helps. Much love.
Amen. Thank you, Young Doe. I love that Jesus calls her out but doesn't condemn her. That's yeah. Full of grace and truth. That's my guy. That's my God. Yeah. Where are we at? Thank you, everybody, for rolling through with us. Oh, that's super muffled. That was Snoop Dogg saying Up Rock Monthly with Grubber Knot and Young Doe. God bless. Thank you, Sam Smite, for tuning in. Michael Yoon on the YouTube. DJ Aslan on the YouTube. Sean Jennings on the YouTube. We got a bunch more people coming. Came through on the Twitch. Juice One. Homeroom Crew. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, that tuned in on the live. God bless you. Thank you, Precise, for coming through and sharing with us.
Thank you,
Keep
Precise.
Doing what you're doing, man. Keep making that dope music, because I need that stuff to spin.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. What you're doing right here is amazing, and this is so dope. So thank you for having me and letting me be a part of it.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless all you, right. Y'all.
So I'm going to take it out with a track or two, and then we'll say peace. And for those on Twitch, if somebody's on that I should raid, let me know. We can do a raid. Bless up, blow.
Similar to Pico with a bean, reaching crack fiends down in Puerto Rico. If I knock with a lock, it might shock your head. Walked on the block and my pop said hip hop is dead. But God lives, so I'm good, what's up? Take the bad with the good from the hood and spit it out of my cup. I know my body is a vessel, but my time is short. Before I fall, I'm a ball like Allen the Court. I tell my people, never lose your mind. No luck when you're stuck, get bucked like Polo the Dime. Cranberry blood stains on my white tee hypes me to take that trash can and throw it like Spike Lee. I got a feeling some things about to change. Rob Hodge and I'm hearing new blood in your veins.
Let's go. Represent.
Kidwick.
So amazing, I'm still here, grace be upon me, beneath the feet of God.
Let's go see him. Juice One, tell him we say what up.
Show him life without guns, hoes, tricks and drugs. My life is like a battlefield, but my tongue is my max. A foreigner to earth, you can tell by my accent. So stop, wait a minute, like Lloyd Deuce's noise. For your past, cause life is fast, it's pretty boy Floyd. And my world is the life of a psycho, with little straight jackets and the men with white coats. So look at Rob Hodge, like, is he crazy? By now he should have been creamed. Made it all, pushed up daisy. But I'm alive, living thanks to grace. By the blood I speak, power from my tongue to make you taste. Hear, smell, touch the speaker. Let it hell, take it in your chest. Let it digest, life in a grill.
Represent.
Yeah. 2007.
around. We're going to go check out DJ Kid Quick on Twitch. If you're on YouTube, thanks for tuning in, but we are going to lose you when I flip it over. God bless. Third Thursday of every month. So come check us out. We got lots of dope cats lined up to share. Bless up. Train so I can remember how all that stuff works. Homeroom crew raid train next month, right? Alright. So go check out DJ Kid Wick on Juice One's advice. I gotta say peace. God bless.